All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, June 25th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 12-game MLB main slate with the rare MLB Millie Maker tonight, as well as a single WNBA showdown. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here, and we are going to jump right in. So it looks like we had one question to start here that came in from Henry. And if you guys have any questions, now is always a good time to get those into the queue here. But let's get the first question up on the screen, and we will see where we go from there. So it looks like our first question says... Is there a way to upload the actual lineups and sim your original pool against that set of lineups instead of just the ones you played via contest flashback? Okay. So kind of two answers, kind of a yes and no. Yes, if your contest is below 5,000 entries, and no, if it is more than 5,000 entries. And the reason for that is because a single build in SaberSim can only house 5,000 lineups. Similarly, you can only upload a pool of 5,000 lineups. So if your contest is 5,000 lineups or less, the answer is yes. If your contest is more than 5,000 lineups, then the answer is no. So the way you do this, though, you have to physically yourself go into DraftKings and go and download a CSV for a contest that you played, and then bring that back into SaberSim. So what this would look like is I can probably do a demo here. Let me see what I can do. Try and get this set up. Okay, so for instance, let's see here. Okay, good. So I have this contest from yesterday. So let's say I go back to yesterday. I messed around and played a little bit of this Cubs Giants showdown yesterday. So then what I would do is I would go into DraftKings, I would go to my contest. And then there's an export lineups to CSV button. Let me pull up my screen for this to kind of show how this works. So you go to DraftKings, you go to the contest, you export it to CSV. I actually just did that. So the lineup gets downloaded. It's this little zip file. It'll say contest standings. Now, when you open this, you're going to get a CSV that you can open. Which will look like this here up here on the screen. Now, what's important here is that you need this lineup format to match. Ooh, actually. Oh, this is annoying. So this is actually a lot harder than I originally thought. But basically, what you're going to have to do is get that lineup format into a format that matches SaberSim's download. So I'm just going to like... that the lineups are in SaberSim needs to... You need to match this or else it won't recognize it. So like if I download these 20 lineups from SaberSim and open up this CSV, you're going to see the way that this is set up, where it's captain in column A, utility in the next five columns. So you need your file to match this setup. And that's going to require, first off, separating this column F into separate columns. And then secondly, converting player names into player IDs. So, you know, if you're like Excel savvy and you can use, you know, like text to column, tools and convert this and use, you know, index matching to convert names to player IDs and like all that kind of stuff, like more power to you. But it would be, you know, a little bit of a project to set that up. And then you could probably end up setting up some macro that can like do it automatically. Or if you could, you know, if you're even more experienced with coding, you could do this in like Python and, you know, write a script that can do that for you and convert it to the file format that you need. Great. But basically you need to take this column F and convert these positions and names to match the SaberSim download, where it has the columns up at the top and then the player IDs. So once you do that, then you can come into SaberSim, open up a new build, use the upload pool option, and then in the contest sim that you set up, set the field lineups to be this build too, and then it will work the way that you requested. So a little bit of a project. You know, sometimes those things can be fun to do, to spend some time figuring it out, learning new skills, and you know, getting that to work for you. But that is effectively what you have to do here. So good luck on that project quest here. All right. Looks like that was our only question in the Discord here at the moment. So probably a good time to do a build demo here. So gonna go back to today's slate, the 25th. We'll go to the main slate. And let's get all set up here. So coming into SaberSim, going to get rid of some of these old builds from earlier demos. And first thing I'm going to do, right? Always check the weather, right? Coming in here, want to make sure that, hey, there's no games with postponement risk. Jordan's been posting a lot, like in regards to that. You can find it on our YouTube channel, some shorts, some videos about weather and things like that. So pretty sure I saw like a YouTube short go out in regards to that, but want to check the weather. Want to make sure, you know, big 12 game slate, don't really need to take any chances on pitchers in a potential rainout situation. I think there's enough places to go and other pitchers to play where we don't need to do anything super crazy or get, you know, way off the reservation in that regard. So once I'm satisfied with that, once I've made any adjustments I need to make, going to come in, make two small adjustments to projections, go to my settings, set up my build settings, say, you know, I'm playing 20 max, 10 to 50K entries here. I like to lower minimum salary just because that's something I like to do here. And then I also like to use the don't use batters against opposing pitchers. And as far as, you know, pre-build stuff, one other thing that I've been experimenting with is just adding a filter that to pitchers only, that is either like my projection greater than four or pitches greater than a certain number. And the reason for that is I just don't really want to see, you know, some of these relief pitchers, like this San Francisco is going with like a bullpen day. You know, I don't really care to play any of these guys, so that's why I'll set some type of filter like that. Pitchers works really well, too. That way, you know, you're basically saying, like, hey, I want to roster players that are going to go deeper into the game, things like that, right? So that's something that I'm actively paying attention to. And then, you know, one other thing that I would recommend as, like, a tip here is be aware of pitchers coming off of IL or pitchers on inning limits or things like that. So like, for instance, Gerrit Cole made his first start last week off of first start of the season off of the IL, and he threw 60 pitches. So chances are today he's going to throw, you know, they usually go in like 15-ish pitch increase increments. So he's probably going to throw around like 75 pitches, and he's priced like he is, you know, going to be pitching a full workload. So me personally, you know, I'm probably going to X out Gerrit Cole. Not my favorite pitcher to play on this slate. I'd rather, you know, take that, you know, say he comes in as optimal, right? Like, that other 7% of lineups in my pool and give those positions to other pitchers that I would rather see. So that's something I'm doing here as well. Just taking a peek at pitchers coming off of IL or inning limits or things like that. Excuse me. Just requires a little bit of research, and you could, you know, find those type of things. But maybe even a dead giveaway is like coming into SaberSim and sorting by pitches and like just kind of scrolling here. It's like, hey, why is Gerrit Cole, you know, way low on this list? Kind of doesn't make sense. And then, you know, you go, RotoWire has like player updates and things like that for free. You just go search Gerrit Cole. There's going to be like some news on him, and you can read it and see what he says. You can check out Baseball Reference, another free resource, see, you know, his past game logs, anything like that to try and get some ideas about what's going on with him, right? So those are things that I would be looking to do, or just resources that I would be using to figure out that information that I'm talking about, right? Like, okay, great, I need to look for this, but where do I go? I think RotoWire and Baseball Reference are two really good sources for that. So that would be my recommendation. All right, lineups just about finished. You know, I'm fine cutting this a little short here and just rolling with the lineups that we do have. So if you guys have been listening to our most recent pro video, trying to follow along, trying to, you know, do the double contest sim setup here, I'll show you guys how to do that. So what you do is you go to the contest tab. Say I'm playing, you know, the $1 20 max here, the solo shot, right? I'm going to go to add contest sim, going to save it. I'm going to set up a second one as well. I'm going to save that when I go back to my build here after I've run my lineups, specifically after I could go into my contest sim settings. And then I'm going to do that for like the non-starred one. It just makes a little more sense to me. I'm going to make a note in the title name to know that I'm simming this against my own build. And then I'm going to change the field lineup source from SaberSim Ownership to Build 2, which is the build that I'm in. So basically I'm saying, hey, this second contest sim is simming this set of lineups against itself here. So now my two contest sims are set up, but that's all you have to do to set it up. Just create a contest sim twice, go into the build, identify it so you know which one is which, and then change the field lineup source to your own build. And if you're not familiar with why I'm doing that, check out our most recent pro exclusive video. If you have access to the pro videos channel in Discord, you can find it there, where Matt and Jordan talked about this idea of accounting for ownership variance through this second contest sim. So pretty cool concept. All right. So now that I'm ready, I am going to come in here and go to my sorting metrics. And the way I've been using this is just starting out with like a filter for each one here, where I'm saying, hey, show me lineups that are greater than zero ROI for both. So I did that for one, doing that for the other. And now I've taken my pool of 500 lineups and I've whittled it down to 151 lineups. So I think this is okay if you're trying to find, you know, 20 lineups to play here. And from here, I'm going to start diversifying, right? I want to still try and, you know, get diverse within this set of lineups that I've identified to be good. So I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. And I'm going to increase mean uniques to 5 right off the bat. Just try and go, you know, halfway. That gets me down to lineup 47. Can maybe get to 6 here, hopefully. I would like to get to 6. Okay, great. Only at lineup 62, maybe even seven. Do I hear seven? Do we hear eight? Eight. Do we hear eight? Okay, so seven's a no-go. We end up with 17 lineups. You can see the number of my lineups change here. We need 20 lineups, so I'm going to go back down to six. But even here, you know, we can get to six mini-uniques when we need 20 out of 151 lineups. If you have access to contest sims, you have access to 5,000 lineups, so you're going to be able to build even more lineups, so this wouldn't even be a problem, but I'm just shortening it for the sake of the show here. So let's see how our exposures look. No batter more than 35%. That looks fine. As far as pitchers go, taking a big stand on Hunter Brown. He's 46% owned. So, you know, this ends up being like 2x's ownership, which is not the worst thing in the world here. And, you know, pretty flat otherwise. So big stand on Brown and then pretty flat there across the board otherwise. So I think this looks pretty good here. As far as, you know, the exposures I'm seeing, the diversity, using the double contest sim and, you know, getting spread out here, right? But big stand on the Dodgers, big stand on Brown, and then pretty spread out there across the board. I think that's fine. That's totally fine to me. Dodgers are the, you know, biggest run total team on the slate. Builder likes them in both contest sims, so let's roll. But that's my opinion. I think this is a pretty solid workflow to follow here if you're trying to take advantage of the concepts that Matt and Jordan talked about recently. But with that said, taking a peek here in the Discord and the YouTube chat, no more questions. So I think we're going to call it here today. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.